Assalamualaikum everyone. Let's do it nice and loud. Assalamualaikum everyone. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So nice to see everyone. So nice to hear everyone finally. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Hamdan kathiran mubarakan tayyiban mubarakan fi. La nuhsi thana'ana alayhi kama athnahu ala nafsi. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه بارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, my dear elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the Lord of everything that we see and everything that this universe contains. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. Once again, subhanAllah, so many of us were unsure about whether we would see another Ramadan. We did not know if we were going to see another Ramadan or not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen for us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us acceptance of whatever good He guided us to in the blessed month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our shortcomings and our mistakes. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. I also want to thank you, as Brother Mahmood and Dr. Nabil said, I also want to thank you, each and every single one of you, for your continued support for us, for our work, and for each other, especially during the past 2 months, the past two challenging and difficult months. We did not know what Ramadan was going to be like during a pandemic and with so many restrictions. People were concerned. How are we going to spend Ramadan without Taraweeh in Jama'ah, without Iftar with each other? How are we going to spend Ramadan without being able to go to the masjid? But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it positive for us in so many ways. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, my young friends, let us always have faith. Let us always have faith that whatever Allah sends our way, without us wanting it or liking it, will actually be good for us, inshallah. Once again, let us always have faith that whatever Allah decides, whatever Allah decrees to send towards us, will actually be good for us, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, Eid comes to us. A day of joy, a day of happiness, gratefulness, and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a celebration mandated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us to celebrate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after the injunctions of fasting, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and that you must glorify Allah, meaning to say the takbir, as we have been saying, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. So we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the takbir. We show gratefulness and thankfulness to Him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. We show gratefulness and thankfulness by praying, by enjoying His bounties, and thanking Allah Ta'ala for praying for one another, humbling ourselves by showing extra mercy and extra kindness to one another with expressions of love and gifts. And of course, the mandatory payment of Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr, for each member of our family to expiate for our shortcomings in the month of Ramadan and to make Eid a bit more enjoyable for the less fortunate. My brothers and sisters, Eid is a time for happiness and joy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna li kulli qawmin a'eedan wa hadhi duna." An Eid for every nation, and this is our Eid. So let's try, my brothers and sisters, to try to make it fun, make it memorable, possible manner, of course, and especially in this year, especially at this time, in a legal and a wise manner. There is no question, my brothers and sisters, that Eid is very different this year. As was, when was the last time we gathered in cars in this way? Like cars. Kids gathered here. Subhanallah. So there's no question that Eid is very different this year, as was Ramadan. But my brothers and sisters, different does not have to be bad. Different does not have to be bad. So let us be creative and make different good and exciting. MashaAllah, we see cars decorated. MashaAllah, right? We see signs. We see children, MashaAllah, blowing bubbles, sitting on cars. Decorations, MashaAllah. So we celebrate, but we do it in a different way. We adjust to the reality. We adjust to the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in. Alhamdulillah. And after being at home for most of the past 2 months, many people are now finding joy in the little things. A picnic at the park, going out for a family walk, a bike ride, sitting by the water, doing a barbecue. Little things which we may not have cared much for before, but all of a sudden, they have become valuable. So my brothers and sisters, let us find joys in the little things and continue to find joys in the little things, as that increases gratefulness. What does it do? It increases gratefulness. When we show gratefulness to others, it helps us thank Allah. When we show gratefulness to Allah, we go against what Shaitan promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to Allah in defiance, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He promised Allah, he said, I will approach them, and he's talking about us. I will approach them from their front, from their back, from their right, from their left. Meaning he wants to surround us and attack us from every direction. And then he said to Allah that you will find most of them to be ungrateful. He wants us to be ungrateful. So let us fight back with gratefulness. The shayateen were in the penalty box during Ramadan. We had the power play advantage. Now they are out. Their penalty during this test of life is over, and they are out in full force. So my brothers and sisters, a reminder for myself and all of us, be on guard. Be on the offense with good deeds, similar to as you were in Ramadan. Strengthen your defense with the remembrance of Allah, and don't let shaitan score on you by leading you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be forgiving. Allah will be forgiving to you. Be merciful, and Allah will be merciful to you. Be tolerant and give people the benefit of the doubt. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama." Be merciful towards those upon the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, will be merciful towards you, insha'Allah. So my brothers and sisters, let us continue to make dua. Resist the urge to go back to the old ways. Resist the temptations to go back to the old ways. Make your Ramadan a Ramadan of acceptance from Allah by becoming a better person and a better servant to your Lord. My brothers and sisters, let us also resist the urge to go back to old ways, including in terms of caution in this pandemic, as there may still be some unexpected and undesirable turns. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So let us continue to take precautions. Let us continue to take precautions and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you and jazakallahu khaira once again for all of your love and your support, and a special thanks to all of our amazing supporters and volunteers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be with each of you May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you and protect you from all harms. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. O Allah, we thank you for allowing us to witness this beautiful month, the beautiful month of Ramadan. O Allah, please accept our deeds. O Allah, please forgive us for our shortcomings. O Allah, please forgive our mistakes and our sins. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you for your protection and blessings on every single day of our lives. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please protect us, protect our families. O Allah, please protect our neighbors, our fellow citizens, especially the health professionals, the first responders, the nurses, the store workers, the relief workers, all others who are on the front lines and serving others. O Allah, please protect them all, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, we ask you to please cure all of those who are ill. O Allah, please grant them relief. O Allah, please grant them purification. O Allah, remove everything harmful from their bodies, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please grant them a cure that is complete and that is quick, Ya Allah. O Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain, all of those who are in grief, in stress, and anxiety, Ya Allah. O Allah, please replace it with happiness and joy and relief, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please open the doors of halal sustenance and remove all financial pressures and debts from all of us, and especially those in need, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, please protect all of those who are in fear. O Allah, please feed all of those who are hungry, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, we ask you for a good return to you during this life, at the end of this life, and on the Day of Judgment. O Allah, please shower your mercy and your forgiveness upon all of those who have returned to you, Ya Allah, especially our loved ones, our relatives, our parents who have returned to you. O Allah, please grant them forgiveness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma taqabbal salih amalina. Allahumma aghfir lana jami'a. Allahumma ahdina jami'a. واهد جميع الناس واغفر للمسلمين والمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعدنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال الراحمين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغرنا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان خصوصا في برما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي سوريا وفي العراق اليمن وفي سومال وفي أفغانستان وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون كل عام وأنتم بخير. My brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak to each and every single one of you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر 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 الله أكبر. Now can we pause? Can we pause? There is two people I want to thank. One is Brother Ziad Hamida. He came all the way from Gatineau to Canada today, and he was the first one to arrive. And I also want to thank the Ottawa Main Mosque for lending us this FM transmitter. That has been very, very useful to us. So can we have a beep for Brother Ziad and Ottawa Mosque? Thank you. Okay, that's it. One more. No, that's it. There are kids. Next, I would like to ask you to repeat after me, Allahu Akbar, three times in the car. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Eid Mubarak. Now we will say Eid Mubarak to each other. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Kullu amantu bil khair. Alhamdulillah. So thank you for the goodie bag volunteers. Did anybody not get a goodie bag? Can you beep? Oh, that's a lot. No. Oh, only people who did not get goodie bag. Okay, kids, I know you want second round. Bags. Thank you.
कर रहे थे काम
को
आप जरा बोल दें
Thank you.
I hope it's was good. Algerian friends.
Yes, they are good friends. Algerian, Moroccan, Syrian, Jordanian.
Not Jordanian, just Middle East.
Yeah. Libya. So, how many people have you got? Sometimes you have a street name, but sometimes
you have a street name. Yeah.